1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Word from the Middle East that a top Hamas leader has been assassinated. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Ismail Haniyeh was in Iran to attend the new president's swearing-in ceremony. While Israel did not comment on the attack, Israel has vowed to kill all senior Hamas leaders after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. Since then, Hamas says more than 39,000 Palestinians have been killed in more than 9 months of fighting in Gaza.
Three of Haniyeh's sons were killed on April 10th during an Israeli airstrike. It's gold for the girls in Paris. Our Wendy Gillette with more on USA Women's Gymnastics.
Simone Biles is now the most decorated Olympian in U.S. gymnastics history, with her eighth medal coming in the team competition. The U.S. entered the final as the heavy favorite and did not disappoint, hitting 11 of 12 routines. Jordan Chiles fell on her beam mount, but the team still scored almost 6 points higher than second-placed Italy.
Former President Donald Trump will participate in a question-and-answer session with a panel of political journalists at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago. CBS's Nicole Killian.
This visit is facing backlash from some members who say he should not be given a platform after several past incidents berating black journalists. One of the convention co-chairs stepped down over the controversy. Vice President Harris was also invited to attend, but a source familiar with her plan said it wasn't logistically feasible.
And he'll be there Wednesday. A floating barrier in the Rio Grande meant to discourage migrants from trying to cross from Mexico into Texas can stay for now. That from a federal appeals court.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott taking to social media with the message, justice. Abbott saying President Biden tried to remove the buoys. I fought to keep them in the water. That is exactly where they'll stay.
We're securing the border at the border. What these buoys will allow us to do is to prevent people from even getting to the border.
The U.S. Department of Justice argued the buoys present serious risk to public safety and interfere with the Fed's ability to carry out its duties along the border. A lower court had ruled in favor of the Biden administration. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
A recall of Boar's Head deli meat products has been widely expanded over concerns that they may be linked to a fatal listeria outbreak.
7 million more pounds of ready-to-eat Boar's Head products are being pulled during an ongoing investigation into a listeria outbreak in which two people have died and nearly three dozen in 13 states have gotten sick. The U.S. Agriculture Department says the new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th under the Boar's Head and Old Country brand names, including liverwurst, ham, beef salami, bologna, and other products made at the firm's Jarrett, Virginia plant.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper, this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about life, part one. Yep, there's two of them. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
In news, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to new survey results from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students said they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. Kamala Harris is running for president, but overall, fewer women are running for office across the country this fall. Princeton University's Debbie Walsh.
Women have been essential to flipping the most competitive seats in recent election years, and women of color have been winning both statewide executive and legislative seats in states and districts with majority white electorates.
Record numbers of women were elected to Congress in the last three cycles, but now the Center for American Women in Politics says the numbers have dropped off this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-3 victory over the Braves. Pat Murphy saying it took a while for the Brewer bats to get going against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes in his major league debut.
The kid struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game, but we kept pecking away. You know, there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer. You know, Cheerio sneaks in another homer.
Now, while the game was in progress, the Brewers finalized a trade deal, sending sending Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junitz to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. He was the Reds' opening day starter this year, 19 starts in all. Reliever Trevor McGill moved to the 15-day IR with a back strain. College football, the Badgers opening a two-week training camp at the UW campus in Platteville today. When do we find out who the Badgers' starting quarterback is?
You know, if it continues to be a really tight battle, which it has been, it may last a little bit longer.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, a patchy fog here in the overnight, and a few showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Middle 60s by daybreak or winds light. On Wednesday, clouds will give way to more sunshine. Highs of the upper 80s, yet more storms heading our way Wednesday night. Right now, it's 73.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome local filmmaker and Comic-Con attendee Craig Knitt, who will give us a full rundown of the event. And Emmy-winning comedian Dwayne Kennedy joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Thank you. Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is our old buddy, Greg Palast. He's the investigative journalist, filmmaker, author. His most recent film project, Long Knife, Osage Oil and the New Trail of Tears. GregPalast.com, of course, his website, Greg_Palast on Twitter. And he's got this new piece that he just pushed out to his email list, and you need to get on his list over at GregPalast.com. It's titled Trump's Plan to Enforce Amnesia by Law. Greg, welcome back to the program. Tell me about Executive Order 13950 that Donald Trump issued in his last months in office.
Well, just before he was fired by the American people, Donald Trump issued this executive order, which said, and I quote, "You can't teach history in American schools or universities, even if, quote, any individual should feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of his or her race or sex." Now, what is this about? This is, they call this divisive concept law, which says that if you teach the real history of America, and any individual, remember, any individual, they could be a parent, they could be a student, they could be someone walking by the school and overhearing you. Any single individual can shut down that class, can get that teacher fired, and the school district punished. But on Inauguration Day, before it went into effect, Joe Biden rescinded the executive order. Unfortunately, 17 states have now passed that same law, or even harsher versions of it, starting in Georgia, like every other disease from vote suppression to history suppression comes out of Georgia. It first came out of Georgia, it went to Tennessee, where a history teacher, Matt Hawk, was fired for teaching critical race theory. And he said, you know what? I didn't even know what critical race theory was. You know, so if someone's feeling uncomfortable. And then in Georgia, why did Brian Kemp, the governor, why was he in such a rush to pass this order saying you can't talk about history, especially racial history? And they were very specific about racial histories in Georgia. What is the history they want to protect? In Georgia, the governor, the Republican governor, Brian Kemp, it was his family, they were then called the Habershams, were the very first family, the very first people to bring Africans in chains, to bring in, that they introduced slavery into Georgia, which, by the way, until they did that, just before the American Revolution, slavery was actually outlawed in Georgia. It was outlawed, but the Kemp's family got a special dispensation from King George to bring in slaves.
Wow.
They don't want to teach. So why doesn't Brian Kemp want to teach the history of slavery in Georgia?
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
Yeah. I wonder. And, yeah. And by the way, another bit of history that they don't like to teach is that there is a paragraph, the longest paragraph of the Declaration of Independence written by Thomas Jefferson. He wrote it at the Habersham's house. He was looking at their enslavement system. And he wrote a long screed against slavery. And he said, that's one of the reasons why we have to be independent of England, because they forced these slavery on us. I know that's kind of, that they're somewhat rich of Thomas Jefferson to write about the horrors of slavery.
Right.
But the Continental Congress actually removed that paragraph. It's the only paragraph that was ever removed from the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
But they don't want to teach this history. And I have to tell you one, well, let me add something to this. Janie Bance is the cousin of Governor Kemp, and she says, you know, why can't we just admit that our family's millions came from whipping people and selling them? The biggest slave auction in American history, over 400 enslaved people were separated from their kids and their husbands and wives, and that was called Weeping Time, and that was done by Brian Kemp's family. Now, I'm not saying Brian Kemp did this.
Sure.
But
and by the way, you didn't just quote J.D. Vance. You were quoting somebody that sounds like that?
Janie Bance, who is okay. Brian Kemp's cousin, who said, okay, we should admit that we made our money from slavery. Yeah, I know it sounds like J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
I don't want to, let's not confuse them. And so it's taken up now. 27 states have passed these laws, including Oklahoma, which, of course, it looks like my film is banned before it even gets taken out of the can.
Wow. Which raises a question. When's your film going to be ready?
Okay, so we have two films. We're going to have Vigilantes. Vigilantes, Inc., our new film on vote suppression, America's new vote suppression hitmen, will be out on September 6th. And it'll be in general release on the 13th. And then Long Knife. Which is the story of the Osage Nation, Coke Oil, and the new killers of the Flower Moon.
Wow.
And I should mention that in Oklahoma, you know, it's not just the history of enslavement in America. It's not just the history of Jim Crow. And again, these laws say that you cannot teach it if any single individual objects, and you can lose your license. In Oklahoma, teacher could lose their teaching license and their school district could be decertified if they teach, quote, divisive concepts. But they don't say, like in Oklahoma, a lot of the states, like Texas has a list of over 1,300 books that they've banned. Oklahoma just says, well, it's up to the teacher to guess what a divisive concept is. The result has been that every single copy of the book Killers of the Flower Moon has been removed from the libraries of Oklahoma. That's the story of how the Osage natives were murdered in Oklahoma for their oil wealth.
Right.
And you can't teach that book. There's every teacher is taking them out of their libraries. Even the universities are removing them. So you cannot teach the history of Oklahoma in Oklahoma.
Wow.
You know, this is happening all over the country. 27 states have laws going through the process now, the legislative process. You already have, like I say, 17 states where a teacher can lose their job. So this is something that people aren't talking about. Well, I will say Kamala Harris talked about it. She spoke on last Thursday to the American Federation of Teachers and said, look, they want to ban books. We want to ban assault rifles. That's your choice here.
Yeah.
You know, so she understands what's going on here. This is, you know, when we talk about, we're talking always about the horse race or sometimes vote suppression, which is an important issue. But we also have to remember what's actually at stake here. And this is what's at stake.
Yeah. Well, and let's dig a little deeper here into motive and outcomes. You know, I get it that, you know, Brian Kemp's family, the governor of Georgia, his family, the Republican governor of Georgia, his family were the first to introduce enslaved Africans into the state of Georgia. And he would rather that was not taught as part of the Georgia history curriculum. And I can pretty much guarantee you it never was.
It wasn't. Yeah. We had to really research this and find out. We said, "Oh my God, it's
yeah,
Kemp's
exactly.
family that brought in the
exactly."
That brought
and I, you know, I told you the story of when Louise and I first moved to Atlanta, and our son was in second grade or third grade, and you know, over dinner, I said, "You know, what'd you learn in school today?" And he says, "Oh, we're studying the War of Northern Aggression." So I get you know why Brian Kemp is a little sensitive about this, but the governor of Oklahoma, he never, you know, his family probably never owned slaves. I mean, what is the end goal here? Why in 27 states have Republicans tried to criminalize, and in 12 states succeeded in criminalizing any instruction about the history of enslavement of African Americans, and I'm assuming also any history about people like Matthew Shepard, you know, the torture and murder of the queer community.
Yes, well, you have to understand, when I was in Georgia, I was literally physically booted out of the Georgia Historical Society because I talked to their expert, Dr. Stan Deaton. And he was going through the history of vote suppression in Georgia, and then he talked about how in the 76, you're going to have to make sure that I have this number right, election, when the Republican candidate lost the popular vote.
Yeah, it was 1876, Tilden versus
1876,
Hayes.
And also lost the electoral vote.
Yep.
So they actually pulled off what Trump was trying to pull off.
That's
where
right.
The Republicans cut a deal with the Ku Klux Klan in the South, which controlled the Democratic Party in the South. So the Klan and the Northern industrialists literally overturned the election by the decision of one man. And he said, look, this is the same situation Mike Pence was in. And as soon as the word Mike Pence came out of his mouth, the door slammed open. And the head of the PR man for the Historical Society said, I had to leave, yanked out the professor, and he literally said to me, we can't have this. We have to, this is a quote, protect our new corporate donors.
Wow.
This, and the corporate donors are Georgia Pacific, which is part of Koch Industries. They can't cross Charlie Koch. They have Southern Company, a company that I investigated for suspected murder of whistleblowers and massive multi-million dollar theft from the public.
All right.
Chick-fil-A, you know, the anti-gay stars. I mean,
so are you suggesting, Greg, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to hit a hard break here in a minute.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that the reason why they don't want the history of enslaved Africans and tortured and murdered gays to be taught is because it might also bring up the issue of how they've suppressed the vote of those same communities?
Suppressed the vote and suppressed your incomes? You know, look, here's the thing is that Donald Trump himself has said that the book he's aiming at stopping from being taught in the schools is Howard Zinn's People's History of America. Then you have to talk about the labor movement. You have to talk about the women's movement. You have to talk about, gay liberation.
They don't want any of that stuff taught.
They don't want any of that stuff because then you are actually challenging. When you have the history, you can challenge corporate power in America because you have to know how that power has been used and abused. And believe me, like literally one of their main targets is Howard Zinn's People's History of America. They don't want you to know history. They want to. It's enforced amnesia.
And this is, you know, Ron DeSantis passed his Stop Woke Act. That's another one of these DCL. Divisive concept laws?
Yes. In fact, let me read you one sentence from it. So his DCL law is really a treat because it literally bans the teaching of advanced placement African-American studies. I'm kind of laughing because it's so goofy. It literally says you can't teach this class.
Right.
And it also says you must teach. Are you ready? And this is a quote from the law. Quote, how slaves develop skills which in some instances could be applied for their personal benefit. So you didn't realize that enslavement was some kind of like jobs training program.
Yeah. No, I got you it. I remember when that happened. And this is grim stuff. You can learn all about it over at gregpalace.com. Get on Greg's mailing list. This is powerful, powerful stuff. Greg, thanks so much for dropping by today.
You're very welcome, Tom.
It is always great having you on. One of America's great, great investigative reporters. Greg, the great Greg Palace, gregpalace.com, greg_palace on Twitter. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be ninja warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Using Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's like getting a month for free. That's justthrivehealth.com.
TheTomHealth.com with the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's 20% off a 90-day bottle. JustThriveHealth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
Turn off that channel, it's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts, it's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away, don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox, so-called news. It's misleading, it's wrong, it's designed to confuse. It will watch your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here 25 minutes past the hour. Tracy in Greenville, North Carolina. Hey, Tracy, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how you doing today?
I am great, but I'll get better, Tracy. What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I'm kind of going back to something you guys were talking about earlier, about saying how Trump and Vance are weird. And, you know, I just got to say, I've been hearing it too much. It's already tired, and it's already, you know, it's only been a few days. I mean, I saw a supercut the other day where it had all these Democrats saying weird, weirdo, they're weird, weird. Yep. We got it.
Yeah.
We got to switch it up a little bit.
So what would you suggest be the new adjective du jour?
Well, I look at it like this. I mean, somebody who cheats on his, you know, three wives and a porn star and all that, I'd call that a creep. Somebody who walks in on young ladies while they're in their pageant, you know, the pageant that he owns, the teenage pageant, he thinks it's okay to walk in on these young ladies while they're getting dressed.
To Howard Stern.
Brags about it. You know, that's not weird. That's a sleaze bag.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should call them what they are. Call Vance a hypocrite for what he was saying a few years back, and now look at him. Now he's a bootlicker. Let's call them what they are. Trump is a low-class grifter. He's trash. He's seedy. He's unsavory. He's cringeworthy. I mean, there are so many other things that we call these people other than weird. So let's keep it fresh. Let's switch it up.
I like that, Tracy. You're a virtual thesaurus here today. but yeah, I'm down with all those descriptors. I do know. That in the news business, by the time something seems old and stale to those of us who are news junkies, most of America is just starting to go, huh? Huh? Really? So, you know, it's probably got another couple of weeks left in it, but I get your message, and I'm guessing that probably this is not going to last very, very much longer. Tracy, thanks for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. That was great, Tracy. Good grief.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9920.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. Back with your calls right after this break here at the bottom of the hour. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Hours after Israel assassinated a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut, Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
Iranian officials immediately blamed Israel for the assassination of the senior Hamas political leader who was in Iran for the swearing in of the new Iranian president.
Wednesday is day five of the Summer Olympics. Our Wendy Gillette has a preview from Paris.
In all, 26 sports are scheduled to hold events, with medals handed out in 11 of them, including surfing and the men's gymnastics all-around, in which Americans Paul Judah and Frederick Richard will compete.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will participate in a question and answer session with a panel of black journalists Wednesday in Chicago. CBS's Nicole Killian has that.
NABJ President Ken Lemon said the group doesn't endorse political candidates and welcomes the opportunity for attendees to hear from the former president on critical issues impacting the black community.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers has named an auditor for the Milwaukee Public School District. MGT of America Consulting will review the district's operations and finances in one of two audits Evers ordered to get MPS back on track. MPS submitted late financial forms last fall, which kept the district from getting state and federal funding. You can now find the biggest pickleball facility in Wisconsin between Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. James Kelly reports.
The Chippewa Valley Pickleball Club held a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new facility on Monday. Officials say the project cost about $500,000 to complete, and they expect it will bring a number of visitors to the area, providing an economic boost. The organization is planning to use the facility to host a number of tournaments in the future, including a five-day competition next July. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff. And this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. He's qualified, he's white, he's a dude. Actually, the dude. And he's for Kamala Harris. So says Jeff Bridges, star of 1998's Coen brother cult classic The Big Lebowski. Variety reports that Bridges took part in a Zoom call titled White Dudes for Harris. Joining Bridges on the call were fellow actors Sean Astin, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bradley Whitford, and Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill. They were joined by various Democratic governors in pledging their support to Kamala Harris. Bridges brought out his best dude voice saying, I'm excited, man. Divorce can be rough on a couple. For example, according to TMZ, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are splitting and have listed their Beverly Hills home for $60 million, forcing Affleck to buy a much smaller house for only $20 million. According to TMZ, Lopez celebrated her birthday alone by throwing herself a lavish Bridgerton-themed party. There's something so fancy about that, and yet so sad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog here in the overnight, and a few showers and thunderstorms rolling through. Middle 60s by daybreak or winds light. On Wednesday, clouds will give way to more sunshine, highs of the upper 80s, yet more storms heading our way Wednesday night. Right now, it's 73.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art,
outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kratlow of Up North News is in the guest host chair and a great conversation with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly 3 times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, this clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine Plus and get 15% off. Go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E.com with the code Tom. Superberine.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M.
I hear the chatter, I see the screens. A world divided, it seems. Voices shouting, truth obscured, but in my heart I'm reassured. I won't be swayed by all the noise. I'll speak my mind, I'll raise my voice. Not here to preach or spread the news, just sharing thoughts.
Welcome back, picking up your calls views. Here at 35 minutes past the hour. Bill in Seattle. Hey Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hey Tom, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I basically just wanted to echo what your last caller said. I also, you know, calling Trump and Vance weird just seems like an off-key note to me. I agree with, I know, you know, you've pointed out a lot of his bad calls. Tom Friedman has made some really bad ones. Yeah. He's also a guy that travels the world and talks to leaders behind the scene and people in the street. And he says that, and I agree with him from the people I know in Eastern Washington. I'm in Seattle now, but people are going to take offense to that. They're going to feel insulted. And,
do you really care, Bill?
Insulted by elites. Huh?
Do you really care?
I do care. I do care.
You don't want to hurt the feelings of Trump followers? Honest to God?
I want them to they're going to react by hardening their position.
It seems to me like weird is a whole lot less severe than calling him a rapist.
How about calling him just corrupt? Corrupt.
Well, he is a rapist, though. I mean, you know, he has been adjudicated by a jury of his peers as having raped E. Jean Carroll.
I know. Absolutely.
He is a fraudster. He is a con man. He's been found guilty by a judge of being a con man. I think weird is a soft and friendly way of characterizing all that stuff.
It doesn't really relate back to people.
And what kind of party puts a guy on the top of their ticket who's been found guilty of rape, who's been found guilty of tax fraud when you're supposed to be running a country, who's been found guilty of insurance fraud, who's been found guilty of real estate fraud, who's been found guilty of robbing students? $25 million back to them. What kind of party puts somebody like that on the top of the ticket, except a very weird party?
I agree with everything you've said. I think it's weird, but it, more than that, it's corrupt. And you know, corruption's gonna take money
Here's the deal, Bill. We have been calling him a fascist. We've been calling him a threat to democracy, and he loves it. He quotes it. He cites it. He puffs up his chest. Yes, I'm a tough guy, and they're afraid of me. You call him weird, and he gets upset. He freaks out. He does not like to be called what he actually is. I mean, the guy's got a comb over so huge, it's like a rat's nest on top of his head. When, according to his daughter, when his hair is down, it's down below his shoulders.
That is so funny. I agree with you.
He's got orange makeup all over his face all the time. I mean, the guy is weird.
But what other word can you say? You're saying things to make him react. Why don't we say things to? I say things to make people in swing states and people, you know, blue collar workers that are moving towards Trump, to make them react and see what a grifter is.
Ridicule is one of the most effective ways to take a person down. It's one of the most effective ways to diminish a person's standing in the eyes of others. It's what Donald Trump used against his opponents in the primary. He had little Marco. Marco's a foot and a half shorter than Donald Trump. He had low energy Jeb. Jeb, you know, likes to be thoughtful and you know, I mean, Trump had his version of weird, and he successfully used those words, those phrases. He called Carly Fiorina horse face. He had his versions of weird for each one of those people, and it took them down. If weird is going to take Donald Trump down, I'm all in favor of it.
Okay, I don't think it's going to take him down. I say call Trump a corrupt and call Vance an elitist. He was born on third base by virtue of the exquisite wiring in his brain, and he thought he hit a triple.
Well,
you know,
also,
I mean,
the guy
was kicked to the front of the... Huh?
And he also grew up in the suburbs of Cincinnati and calls himself a hillbilly. I mean, you know, there are limits. But, Bill, we're starting to get redundant here, so I'm going to move on. But thank you for the call. A thoughtful call. I appreciate that. Brad in Marysville, Washington. Hey, Brad, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How's the COVID recovery going?
I'm still coughing and still have a sore throat. What, like a month and a half later? I mean, it's weird. There's that word.
You know, my wife had it first, and so I was waiting for it. And the moment I tested positive, I started Paxlovid.
Yeah.
And I was over the whole thing in 7 days.
Yeah, well, I was over it in 7 days, and then I got better for a while, you know, and now it's... Maybe I've just got a cold. I don't know. Nobody else seems to be getting it, so I think it's just the COVID. I think it damaged my throat. But anyhow, Brad, people don't want to hear about that. What's on your mind, Brad?
My call today is you know, when old Pumpkinhead took office there, I wanted to do something to counter his vibration. Mm-hmm. And what I came up with was be kindness. It's be kindness, all one word, capital B. And a very simple request: when you wake each day, do something kind for someone or something else before getting on with your day.
That's sweet. You know, when I was a kid, I was in Boy Scouts, and my dad explained to me the real Boy Scout motto from when he was a kid, which was do a good deed every day. But they were very explicit about what a good deed was. A good deed was something that benefited another person, and they never knew you had anything to do with it. And those
there you
are
go.
Really hard to find. Every day. Those are hard to find.
Yeah, I'm the father of an Eagle Scout, so
I know
all that stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, on September 10th, I'm taking this national. I'm going to go on the Be Kindness and the Pursuit of Truth in America tour.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be riding my new Indian Pursuit, which is a high-end motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be pulling two of my dogs, one a black lab named Corbin, and one a Welsh Cardigan named Gilburn. We're going to go out with press releases. This is going to be a 50-day tour.
Do you have a website for this, Brad?
Not yet. That's one reason I'm calling you. I am not a computer guy. I really need your help with this. So
I can't put your website together, but, you know, they're fairly easy these days.
No. But some advice and stuff, if we could talk offline, you know, after you get done with the show, I'd appreciate it.
I don't, you know, I can't do that, Brad. I don't have any specific advice for you, but, you know, if you want to build a website, there's a bunch of companies, you know, web.com, GoDaddy, et cetera, that offer, you know, that where you can register a domain name, and then they also have web building service that they offer for, you know, $20 a month or something.
I don't want to talk to you about building a website. I want to talk to you about going forward with this tour and some promotion.
Well, ask me whatever question you would ask me, and I'll give you the best answer I can, and then I got to move on.
Okay. Well, the tour is going to last 50 days. We're going to go through all 50 states. We're going to do news conferences at each stop. where I'm going to present 10 truths, which will be Democratic, and 10 lies, which will be Republican, besides the be Congress issue. And I plan to hold the media's foot to the fire on why they are not correcting these 10 lies that the Republicans keep.
Here's my guess on how that'll play out, Bill. The minute that the media finds out the minute the media finds out that what you're promoting is something that is partisan, they will back away from you. They won't go for it. If you promote it as be kind and, you know, you're just promoting a kind of happy feel-good thing, you'll probably get a lot of media interest because they're constantly looking for these feel-good stories that don't, you know, cast a political shadow. But when you mix the two of them, you're probably going to encounter real significant resistance, just from what I know of the media. And, you know,
So we'll stick with be kindness. My other plan is to film this in a documentary to be aired before the election. So I need a documentary crew to be working on this, as we go along.
With that, there's a lot of good documentary crews all around the country. I'm not sure how to find
them. I've already got them.
Brad, I got to run. I'm sorry.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Good luck, Brad. That's a noble endeavor. I salute you. We'll be right back. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful Civic Dialogue.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What?
I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly, so get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
In the heart of our hometown, where the streets are bustling around, we got to meet the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your it, let's join the fight.
10 minutes before the hour, welcome back. Jim in Las Vegas. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. Number one, hey, thanks for writing your book, The Hidden History of Democracy, and referencing the Iroquois Confederacy. My mother was full-blooded Onondaga, and they were part of the Iroquois Confederacy.
You're right.
And, I wanted to ask you and get your thoughts on these politicians, especially local politicians, that have supported Trump and still support Trump. We have a woman here, her name is Michelle Fiore, and she never went to law school. She's not a lawyer, and after she got kicked out of the Las Vegas City Council, the Trump supporters in Nye County made her a judge, and she is now under indictment for the corruption that she has done.
Wow.
And I'm wondering what you think about all these local politicians that we're now seeing, after Trump and his corruption,
right.
They're now being indicted.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering about your thoughts about that.
In my op-ed today, I included a line that says, when everybody's a crook, nobody's a crook. And this is what Donald Trump has brought to America. The idea that moral standing, competence, belief in the rule of law don't matter anymore. That it's just whatever you can get away with. Just grab whatever you can, whether it's political office or money or... Go ahead.
I really, honestly, when I read your op-ed, it really hit me on the head about your thoughts about no morals anymore.
That's right. That's right. And that's the biggest damage that I think Donald Trump has done to us is he's crushed our moral fiber, or damaged it. I don't think that it's a damage from which we can't recover. I remember how giddy we all were after George Bush and Dick Cheney lied us into two wars, unnecessarily killed thousands of American soldiers and millions or hundreds of thousands, certainly, of Iraqis and Afghans. And how giddy we were when Barack Obama came into office. And I think we're gonna feel the same way when Kamala Harris comes into office, like it's a new day.
My son went to Afghanistan 3 times and was wounded twice.
Oh, my. I'm so sorry to hear that, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know.
Well, he's doing good. He's a family. He's doing okay for himself.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. But the bottom line is...
A lot of us friends that are not doing well, and I'm sorry. We don't want Trump back.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
we don't.
Yeah, I'm with you. No, we don't want Trump back, and that's a danger. Jim, thank you for the call. And thank you for bringing up an important topic. Dean in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Dean, what's on your mind today?
Hello there, neighbor. How's things going?
Just fine, Dean. What's up?
You know, you make comments about, well, for one thing that really tickles me is this, this thing they've come up with. I really like it, and I was the guy that called before and was having a fit about saying that they were weird. Well, I agree with you. They're 100% weird.
Yeah.
And I don't know any other word to carry it. You comment every once in a while about Obama screwing Biden about not running for president.
Hmm.
Okay, I listened to a program where he tried to get Biden to run, and Biden said, well, with the death he had,
yeah.
Right, that he just didn't feel like he could put his heart into it for, you know, for a while.
Yeah, I've heard both stories.
I wish you'd not say that he screwed him.
Well, I've heard that Biden actually, you know, I've heard this from people who know Joe Biden, that he felt badly that Hillary Clinton was picked instead of him. I have heard that he was also, you know, mourning Beau at the time, and which was the excuse that Obama used. And I don't think any of us really know what went on between Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I do believe that, and this was long before Beau died, that when Barack Obama made Hillary Clinton Secretary of State, he was setting her up to run for president. And I think that was the debt that he owed the Clinton family for supporting his presidency.
Okay. I give up. You're right.
Well, I might be wrong. I just don't know. I don't think any of us will ever know.
You got more information than I've got. I should have known better than to go against what you'd come up with.
But that's not what you called about, is it? Or was it?
Well, basically, yes. And another thing was this woman that called you yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that had a fit about your music. I about busted out here. I couldn't contain myself. And what she was trying to say was that she was losing her job.
Yeah. Well, and she's not. The fact of the matter is that it's expanding the market. You know, I mean, Louise is now making music that she couldn't make before. It's just like, you know, when Enya sings and there's all this music behind her, that's all coming out of a computer. You know, yeah, you could argue that some musicians lost their jobs, but, you know, I would say, no, you've got somebody creating music who wasn't able to before, so it's expanded the market. Dean, thanks for the call. Johan, I'm very sorry. Call back tomorrow. We're hitting the break here. It's the end of the hour. We'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. And there's so much you can do. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. Have a great afternoon.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll go live to the Wisconsin Public Education Network's annual Summer Summit gathering of speakers and panelists.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour.